to my corner.
Are you almost, in a way, because it's February, grateful to have this insane amount of time off, or would you have rather just kept playing?
Doesn't really matter to me. It's just an unfortunate situation. Well, actually, maybe fortunate because of the crisis I was overrated. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse than it actually was. I'm glad they're going to get it figured out, and no big deal to us. Things happen.
How'd you find out?
Twitter. I knew.
You tweeted out, though, and you got some blowback.
Oh, yeah. People, clearly. I was trying to be funny, but sometimes you can't read it that way. But people were really trying to inform me that my game was canceled. But I knew on Twitter. I saw, I think, Dockage tweet about it. And then Gabe called me, and then obviously we were all in the hallway of the hotel, and we were all talking about it. But I found out earlier, but I don't know if it was real or not, so. It's unfortunate.
How'd you kill that time between finding out and when you were told, hey, you're going to fly back home?
Just hung around the hotel. Yeah. Obviously, we had a pregame meal scheduled, so we just ate, hung out, watched some TVs.
Coach mentioned that yesterday's practice was pretty hard practice. Is there more intensity to, like, hey, we played once in, like, 10 days. We really got to get after it.
No, I don't know if that's why. I just think, obviously that it wasn't a day off, but we didn't really get a good workout in Tuesday. I'm talking about because we didn't have a game, and they gave us off the next day. But I pretty much saw everybody here throughout the day getting a workout in or getting a lift in, trying to break a sweat, and then I think we're just ready to compete again. It had been 2 or 3 days since we got after it, and like Coach said, we had a good one, and then. I'll have another good one today and be ready for tomorrow.
This isn't the type of team that you would just say, we played this. I mean, there's, a legitimate rivalry. There's also, you guys are 3-4 in the standings after what happened up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been, all right, turn your focus to Wisconsin really quick.
Yeah, it is. Weird situation, but like you said, this is now our next game on the schedule, and that's what we had to prepare for. And we'll just take it game by game like we always do. Main focus is Wisconsin. So.
How much have you been thinking about tomorrow's game since what happened up there in Madison? Because at that point in time, it seemed like it was one of those things where you're like, you couldn't wait to play them again.
I've been thinking about it since Tuesday because obviously my focus was on Indiana, and then once I found out we're not playing them, then your focus goes to your next game. Been mentally prepared for this one. And obviously, like you said, like it went up there, obviously not how we wanted. We played them well for a half, didn't close the deal, and I love playing them, so it'll be a good game tomorrow.
After playing one game in 14 days, now you got 6 in the next 15. Is this the kind of team you think you guys are equipped to handle that kind of thing with the depth you've got?
Yeah, not only the depth, but the character of our guys. It's not like when we have one game in a week, we don't let that get to our head and slack off for the whole week. And if we have a bunch, we're not going to skip ahead and think about the future one. So I think we got a good mindset, game by game basis. And no matter if we got to play 6 in a week or 1 in a week, doesn't really matter to us.
You just said that you love playing Wisconsin. What do you love about playing them?
There is a rivalry between us, and obviously, this game means a lot more than it has with the standings, behind it, 3-4. Obviously, we got to pay them back for what happened up there, and I just like playing against them. I like playing against the best, and Coach Ryan has them as one of the top. They've been in top 4 of the Big Ten the past however many years. So I just like playing the best, and they're one of the best in our league, and that's why.
After the game, you kind of drew a line in the sand almost by saying that you're tired of losing the teams you should beat.
Yeah.
And it seems to me, and I'm an outsider, so I'm not inside, but some of the focus of the team, or at least seem to be another level of toughness, if you will, that was kind of displayed from that. Do you feel like that frustration may have helped your team move forward?
I think it was. I think if you look at our roster, I think we've had guys that have been through the ups and downs of our program and of individual seasons, and there comes a point in time where you kind of have to make or break. You either take that step to the next level or you stay where you're at, and not saying that was the game where we all decided that we got to take the next step, but this season for basically all of us has been taking that next step, and I think people have said that, Dev said that, and that's what we're just trying to do. We're trying to prove that we're in the top teams in the league, top teams in the country, and there just has to be a time that you have to make that statement.